there's the playlist that I'll be sending off to you. We're hovering above the festival hall again to move just across the river. We're not going far. We're not going far. We're going forward in time by 1 year to May 65, but we're just going over the River Thames to the Savoy Hotel, one of our fanciest hotels in London, the Savoy Hotel. A riverside room begins at £500 a night. This is where I stayed when I was researching this tour, at the Savoy Hotel, on the riverside, one of our most upmarket hotels. What's Bob Dylan doing at the Savoy Hotel? It's not the first place we would associate with 1960s Bob Dylan. What's going on here? Well, the Beatles by this point have been to the US and they have stayed at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. And what's happening here? When Albert Grossman brings Bob Dylan to London, he's making Albert Grossman, Bob Dylan's manager, he's making a statement. He's saying, right, okay, if you guys are staying at our fancy hotel, then we are going to stay at your fancy hotel. So it's, you know, it's a competitive thing. It's a peacock thing. Each trying to outdo the other, these young men. Bob Dylan held court here, and indeed the Beatles came to visit and to hang out. We'll talk about that. The location, there's our night. I've grown very fond of these maps. I've been using them on my 1960s themed musical tours. This is a 1965 map of London. As you can see, the River Thames is a glorious bright blue, which is exactly the colour that it is in real life as well. Beautiful bright blue River Thames. And there is our Savoy Hotel here. In fact, the Savoy Hotel can be found just in front of our pin here. This little pin has been dropped on Savoy Hill, which is just behind the hotel, tucked out of the way. The way I like to put this, it's in this little alleyway along here where Bob Dylan accidentally invented the pop music video. I can see looks of recognition on your faces here. You know where we're going with this. We're going to Subterranean Homesick Blues. Here's the Savoy from the Strand. At the American bar at the Savoy, sir will still be asked, would sir require a tie? Will sir require a coat? One must be dressed properly to drink at the Savoy at the American bar, founded by Harry Craddock, the great American barkeeper. Great show business place. There's the riverside view. Dame Nellie Melba was a great customer here, for whom they invented Melba toast and the peach Melba. Here at the Savoy Hotel, no coward stayed here during the war as well, at the Savoy Hotel. First public building to be lit by electricity. And here is the video. Well, it's a still from the video. The accompanying clip to Subterranean Homesick Blues. Now, I'm using a little bit of poetic license there. There were no such thing as videos to go with pop singles back then, and this was not conceived as a video. This was the opening sequence to a movie, D.A. Pennebaker's Don't Look Back, which eventually came out in 1967. A fly-on-the-wall documentary, one of the first of its kind in rock and roll, following Bob Dylan and his entourage around London. His entourage, well, in the background here, can we see the chap in the background here? This is Allen Ginsberg, the poet, who had just been deported from Prague by the communist authorities for his homosexuality. He'd just been crowned the Queen of the May and was then deported. He washed up in London here. Ginsberg is many things. He's the Where's Wally of the 1960s. If you look at any photograph of the 1960s for long enough, Allen Ginsberg will pop up somewhere, the great American beat poet. He's part of Dylan's crowd here at the Savoy. And there he is again. Just to the left of the shot. And this is Dylan doing take one of what became the opening sequence to Don't Look Back. Very famous sequence. It's spawned 100 parodies. in various different media, tearing the lyrics off the sheet. The lyrics were written out by Bob Dylan and Allen Ginsberg, and the British folk singer Donovan lend a hand as well to paint the cards there. Now this is take one. This is an outtake from that sequence. This is in front of the Savoy Hotel in Embankment Gardens, and it was all going terribly well until this fellow turned up. And he said, evening all, this is Dixon of Dock Green, the fictional policeman from the long-running BBC TV series of the 1960s and 70s. A policeman turned up and asked if they had a permit to film in Embankment Gardens. Well, the answer is no. So he said, move along then, please. It's all very English. A bobby turned up and moved Bob Dylan along. So they took up a position, first of all, on the roof of the hotel. This is another unused outtake with Tom Wilson, Bob Dylan's producer, in attendance here. The sequence that was eventually used in one take was at the back of the hotel here at Savoy Steps. Much parodied. Much quoted as being the invention of the pop music video. It was no such thing, but it did spawn a great many copies. Promotional clips to accompany singles become popular when the Beatles stopped touring in 66. But this is a proto pop music video, if you like. There's Ginsberg in the background again, and Bob Neuwirth, who was Dylan's right-hand man and general factotum. This is how it looked in 65. This is how it should look today.